Ah, here we are, back at the chapel. Oh, I love a good wedding, don't you? The blushing bride, the confetti, the free-flowing booze, the ghost at the top table.
Ooh.
Yeah. You heard me. A ghost at the top table. Oh, dear. We better investigate. No, one of Herefordshire's most popular wedding venues. Oh, it's lovely here. Lyde Court. Beautiful. If you know the patch, you'll know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Lyde Court's investigating a possible ghost in their 17th century stone barn. 17th century? Bound to be a spook. After one of their recent wedding guests sent them a spooky photograph. Now, you can see it because it's up on our Facebook page. Let's investigate, shall we, together. Gary Waring is the manager of Lyde Court and joins us on the telephone now. Gary, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Malcolm.
Morning. Thank you for taking time out for us. I know you're very busy. Tell us about this photograph. Describe it, if you can.
Well, we had the bride and groom here, Simon and Sally, and obviously got married here. Mm. And a couple of their guests took a selfie in part of our barn. And obviously when they look closely at the selfie, there's this little boy in the background that sort of, he wasn't at the wedding. And if he was there, he'd need to be 12 foot in the air. So it's like really, really spooky. I mean, we've known for a long time the barn's haunted because almost every time I go in there, I hear footsteps over one of our mezzanine floors. But there's a funny feeling in the barn. It's just a lovely feeling. And when you go in on your own, you know there's somebody there, but it's like company. It's not spooky.
Oh, I see. So it's a nice ghost.
It's definitely a friendly ghost. Might even be fairies.
Oh, it could be fairies. Now, this little boy, he wasn't a guest definitely at the wedding. We know that because we don't know who he is.
Correct, yes.
And it's very rare for a little boy to wander into a wedding reception and have his photograph taken or try and photobomb, so that probably wouldn't happen. But what about this tall business? Why has he got to be 12 foot tall?
Well, because if you look at the photo, there's a window adjacent to him.
Yes.
And that window, you'd need to be about 12 foot up in the air to be by that window. So it's obviously just sort of just hovering there.
Blimey. What do you think this is, Gary? It's intriguing, isn't it? What's your theory, or do you have a theory?
Well, the obvious one is that somebody's messed around with the photograph, but because of the circumstances of when it was taken, and they do seem like completely innocent parties, you know, they're not trying to fool anybody. And the picture was actually emailed to me by the mother of the bride.
Yeah.
It came in some while ago, actually, and I put it on one side because I thought I won't put it on Facebook because I don't want to scare people off having their wedding here. But I was looking through our pictures the other day and I thought, I'll put it up there, you know, because it's a bit of a fun picture. And that's what we've done.
Oh, no, that would persuade me still further to have my wedding at Lyde Court, actually. Knowing that you might have a ghost in the photographs, you don't get that at every wedding, do you?
No, you don't. And it's a free extra. We don't charge for it.
Yeah, we don't charge for the ghost. No, the ghostly boy, yeah. Whatever his name is.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel when you say you've heard footsteps in the barn? Does that make you feel scared?
Not at all. It's most peculiar because you think it would. I've just got used to it now. And virtually all our family have heard them in there when they've been on their own. When that picture came back, we were really quite scared for 2 weeks, actually, and we wouldn't go in the barn on our own, but we've kind of got used to it again now. It's exciting.
Yeah, well, it is exciting. And are there any stories of a young boy who may haunt the barn?
Well, we looked up on sort of Google and did a bit of research on people that have died in the area.
Mm.
And some young boy or young man died of cider poisoning many, many years ago.
Mm.
In the old days when they used to make the cider in the cider presses, the joints between the stones were lead. And if the cider settled in the cider presses for a while and you had this, like the first or the last batch off, you might well have a high content of lead in your cider. And some young man died of cider poisoning.
That's
the only odd death that we could come across on Google, but I'm sure there'd be many more.
Gets more and more intriguing, doesn't it? Now, I know Simon and Sally had a fantastic day and a lovely wedding at Lyde Court, but this is, as you say, an added extra, I feel.
It is, yes.
And what are we going to do next? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to talk to a paranormal investigator after 11, but do you think you'll investigate further yourself?
Probably not, because it's like sort of intruding on a friend, really.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
You know, because it's nice to have a presence in the barn, and you don't want anybody to spook your spook.
No.
Because, you know, they're probably quite sensitive, really, and he might go somewhere else.
He probably likes it in your barn.
He does. I'm sure he does, yeah, yeah. Assuming it's a he. But certainly the picture seems to be a young boy, and the clothes the boy's wearing as well look quite ancient, which is even odder.
I like a mysterious ghost story on a Wednesday,
yes.
Don't you? Listen, I'm sure you're preparing for a very busy Christmas, so I wish you well there.
And, thank you ever so much.
If we find out anything or have any leads, we'll let you know as well. Is that OK?
Please do, yeah. And if we find any more photographs, we'll let you know.
Thank you, Gary. Lovely speaking to you
this
morning.
Thank you, Malcolm.
All right, then.
Bye. Bye-bye.